This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, my friend. I always enjoy our conversations with Stephen.
I do as well. We've already had some interesting pre-show conversation, so it'll be fun to catch up on air.
And we have officially classified him as a saint.
A saint, yes.
And God bless him for what he's doing there. That's important stuff. So we're joined by Stephen Haynes, the Atlanta Division President with Meritage Homes. Stephen, welcome back.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Love being here.
Well, we love having you here. Always a pleasure to see you. I'm sure our audience is familiar with you by now, but take a few quick seconds. Tell us a bit about your background. Explain why you're a saint, and then quickly give us an overview of Meritage Homes. What do you guys do? How you serve in your market?
Sure. Yeah. So, Stephen Haynes. I think the sainthood probably refers more to my wife. I think we were talking pre-show about we've been fostering for 12 years and have grown quite a household. We now have eight in the house today.
Wow.
You just need one more and you can have a baseball team.
That's true. Yeah. And, you know, who knows? We could probably face off against our own Bravos this year.
Sad but true.
You might be competitive, yes.
But professionally, I've been around in home building for about 20 years. A lot of experience at everything from the corporate down the divisional level. And then I found this opportunity. It was contacted about a year and a half ago by Meritage Homes. And I found it to be a very exciting opportunity. I thought it was very interesting because for the first time in home building, I found a company that wasn't building a commodity. I found a company that truly had a division that wanted to portray something different among the world of same-same in home building. And I wanted to be part of it. So Meritage Homes came to Atlanta by purchasing a company called Legendary Homes, not purchasing Legendary Homes, but purchasing the asset of Legendary Homes. And then we started bringing in our product and our building materials and our building sciences. And so what I can tell you is our tagline is a true statement, and I can't wait to unpack that for you here today. But our tagline is that it's life built better. And when you come experience a Meritage home, you come to one of our learning centers in one of our many neighborhoods across the city, and you actually see our building sciences and see how we approach home building differently than any of our competitors, you get to see why we get to get away with saying it's life built better, and it's fun to be part of.
That's super exciting. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about the learning centers before we jump into the rest of the conversation?
Often you hear of the builder with a, quote, learning center.
No,
I attribute that to an educational experience. Help us understand that.
Yeah, sure. So because it's hard. It's even going to be hard for me to even portray this on a radio show. You have to go experience it. We've got learning centers at several of our neighborhoods across the city, at Martin's Crossing, Laurel Canyon, Cambridge Estates, just opened Carson Creek, and there are more popping up around the city. But what's a learning center? It allows us to kind of inform the homeowner, the home buyer, of what's available to them, most of which we do standard, but also what's available to them in a home. Right now, today's shopper, they're so excited to pursue home ownership. And they typically, because of a lot of great sites, which are addictive, you know, house.com and Pinterest and all that, and I can get lost on those sites as well. And they get so excited about the experience, you know, what they're going to see when they visit a brand new model home and the thought of owning a new home, that they sometimes forget, oh my gosh, I can also have a better home. I can also have a home that has better materials, has better quality, has things that are going to save me money, that is going to help me breathe better. It's going to help me live better. And our learning center helps explain how standard in every home at every price point, how we give that to every homeowner is an opportunity to breathe better. If people that suffer with allergies or other any type of breathing illness or whatever, we have low off gases, VOC, you know, a lot of technical terms. But what that means is we put responsible materials on the walls as far as paint, as far as carpet on the ground, and it's how we handle the air filtration in the system. And then we also build a much more energy efficient home than is required by code or than anybody else has chosen to do standard. So all those things combined create a life built better experience.
Well, I know that it was really exciting this spring when you unveiled your new energy efficient home plans in Atlanta.
Yes.
You want to tell our listeners a little bit more about those?
Yeah, that was fun. You know, we started actually building them back in November, and then we unveiled them in spring. So that way when people would visit the neighborhood, they could go experience it firsthand. And people really are taken aback because, by the way, What we don't do is take a pause on design. We still want to have an inspiring home. I think when you visit our new models, you'll find they're breathtaking. They're gorgeous, just like you would expect. But then people realize, oh my gosh, so you're telling me that I could buy a home from you and that my water faucets, all my appliances, the things that use up water will use less water in this home than my competitors? Yes. And you're telling me that my home's going to be brighter, yet it's going to be more energy efficient. I will save electricity every single month. Yes. So while, you know, United States is fighting for energy independence, we're trying to help our homeowners find energy independence in their home. And we have all LED lighting, almost 100% LED lighting, which is very bright in the home, but it also costs them less to run. We use what's called a low ESC window. That's a window that you can even tell as you drive down the street. It's got like a little bit of a golden tint to it, but it allows less heat and less solar energy into the house. So the house stays cooler. We use a variable speed air handler and a 15 SEER air conditioner. What that means is that air conditioner runs very efficiently in the home and cools the home at a very regular pace, which means you're comfortable more often. And then we use spray foam insulation in the attic. And what that means is that's going to block a lot of those solar rays that come in, that even your attic itself is conditioned space in one of our homes.
Wow.
So it's an amazing group of sciences that we've put together to be able to provide this product.
Very, very cool. All right. Stephen Haynes will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we are back with Stephen Haynes, Atlanta Division President with Meritage Homes. So this learning center, others are aware of that, like it would be like a design center, what most people call it, right? Something like that. But there's more to this, obviously.
Right.
And I suspect the learning goes both ways. You're learning about your potential customer and what they need and want. But, you know, if someone said to me, hey, your home could be energy efficient, I wouldn't even know what that meant. There's so many elements to that. I imagine there's learning going that way, too.
Oh, absolutely. So, but just to clarify, so we have both learning centers and we have a design center that helps people personalize the home that they choose with us. And we'll come back to the design center in a minute. But to explain what you're asking, the learning center is very much so our customers can have some better ways, some tactile ways. It's almost like a museum room that we've built in some of our models. So they can have a tactile way so they can really experience life built better, because it is hard. Matter of fact, just last week, I was sitting down with one of our county commissioners, and we were talking about what we're going to be bringing to a particular area of a very rapidly growing county. And I said, I was trying to explain to him how we do things differently. He interrupted me. He said, Stephen, every builder meets with me says that they build something special, that you're not really special. And I said, I challenge you to come visit with one of my learning centers at a time. You want to go right now? I can't go right now. I challenge you to go visit one, and then you're going to call me, and I'll tell you what you're going to say. Oh my gosh, you really are different. I dare you. And he says, okay. And then, and so I'm waiting to hear back from him, but I know what he's going to find is, yeah, you're right. We are different.
It's amazing. Well, when you said 15 SEER, I mean, aren't standard like 12 for most builders?
Yeah. So, and we get there with that variable speed. And those are the type of things you don't think about. What do we want? We want a comfortable house.
Right.
Right?
You just want to pay.
You don't want to
pay
through the nose for that.
Right.
But you want a comfortable house. You want to be able to, you may not realize it, but you may want to sit by a window on a hot summer dog days of Atlanta summer day and read
which
a book to your child,
year.
Which is most of the time, and read a book to your child without getting sunburnt, right?
Right.
You don't realize that you want that. And that's what we try to create. We try to create an envelope where it's truly comfortable throughout that home. And it's things like that 15 SEER with the variable speed air control. That's the technology that gives you, oh yeah, it's very comfortable, and it's comfortable all over the home.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about your communities and the locations.
Sure. So right now we have about 33 communities, and we also have a huge investment in Atlanta. So after buying a lot of those old neighborhoods at first, when we popped into town, we've been actively shopping and buying a lot of neighborhoods. We have 7 coming in the next 6 months alone.
Good grief.
So we are very rapidly expanding. The next one coming up, I am really excited about. We're finishing up in a beautiful neighborhood called Fernwood, which is nearly in the middle between Woodstock and Roswell, Georgia. It's got a Woodstock address. Great neighborhood. The residents I've met so far in there are lovely people, and we've got some fantastic lots. We're going to be building some of our bigger homes in that neighborhood, putting some beautiful finishes on the outside with natural stone exteriors and real wood shutters and some things just to create. It's some of our prettiest elevations that we'll be installing out there. But of course, the same science we've been discussing is going to be on the inside. Our model is going to be the Lawson model, which features a double island. It's going to be an amazing location. We're excited to be popping in there. So that one's next. And then also just a couple months after that is Fayetteville. We're finally opening up in Fayetteville. Very rapidly growing, as most of our listeners may know, with a lot of studio things going on, but also a lot of development around the airport. And people love living in Fayetteville. And we're going to be bringing that very same product I just discussed down to Fayetteville. And that model should open by, you know, the fall of this year.
Boy, he had me with double island with that other community. That would certainly get Mrs. Schnick's attention. So
she likes to cook.
She sure does. I was wrong earlier in assuming that your design center was your learning center was a souped up design center. So those are very different things. So thank you for correcting us or correcting me on that. But walk us through your design center and how you leverage it in the sales process.
Well, I'm excited. So you're going to be the first ones to hear. We actually just signed a lease last week on a new design center. It's going to be a little bit more centrally located, not far from your studios in Sandy Springs, Georgia,
wow.
Right near the Perimeter Mall. So that's a beautiful. That's going to be a 5,000 square foot, state of the art, very visible. It's going to be in a shopping center where a lot of the listeners are used to shopping, and that's going to give us another chance to make sure people can experience Meritage Homes at a different level. So that's coming soon. That's under development, under construction. Just signed that lease. But in the design center, in our current design center, it is where people can personalize. They can pick the colors and the styles that personalize and make that home their own, from freestanding tubs to touchless water faucets. Whatever's important to them, we can guide them through with our trained designers at a design center and personalize that home.
Outstanding.
That's really cool. I know one of the things that's really impressed me about Meritage is your commitment to co-op agents. Do you want to share a little bit about the success of your Agents Rock program?
Yeah, it's great. The agents have found it's pretty easy. You know, first of all, just becoming a member of Agents Rock keeps them informed so they can know exactly what's going on in our communities and where it's happening next, where our next opening is and what specials or homes we have getting built. And so it's very important that they register with Agents Rock to keep informed. And then what happens is every third sale they get with us, they get a trip. It's very easy. And then on top of that, we also offer exclusive bonuses on certain homes to our Agents Rocks agents. And that just allows them to also put a little bit more change in their pocket. So all across the board, it's a very simple program. And it also is the easiest way for them to be connected with Meritage Homes.
Well, that man sent me to retire from the radio business. Sounds pretty awesome. Good stuff. Well, Stephen, we're out of time. Before I let you go, should anyone have any questions about anything, how can they contact you, learn more about Meritage Homes?
Absolutely. So the easiest way to find us is at meritagehomes.com/Atlanta, meritagehomes.com/Atlanta. And that's where they can find all of our communities and get in contact with us.
Outstanding. Stephen Haynes, the Atlanta Division President with Meritage Homes. As always, sir, good to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
And you might be adopting the two of us in the next couple
yes.
of months, just so you know. So, all right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate that rating and review. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Stephen Haynes, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.